A lawsuit targeting three of the world's top insulin manufacturers, including Indianapolis-based Eli Lilly, has been filed in federal court. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fenton reports, the lawsuit, which will seek class action status, alleges the company used opaque business practices to artificially raise drug prices.
The plaintiffs accuse Lilly and two other companies of artificially raising baseline prices even though the cost of producing insulin hasn't gone up. Lilly's insulin now costs $255 per vial, twice as much as 5 years ago. Lawyer Steve Berman, who represents the plaintiffs, blames the skyrocketing prices on a murky pharmaceutical market in which drug producers are rewarded for keeping their prices high instead of cutting prices as in traditional competitive markets. The problem, he says, stems from deals between health insurers, pharmacy companies, and pharmacy benefit managers who broker deals between the two. By raising insulin's baseline price and then offering insurers a steep discount through the middlemen, the complaint alleges manufacturers can curry favor with the benefits managers by offering them a larger cut of the spread between those costs. The result, Berman says, is prices that keep going higher, harming diabetes patients dealing with increasingly popular high-deductible insurance plans.
So there's an arms race, so to speak, for each of these companies to raise their list price once someone else raises.
In a statement, Lilly insists it hasn't broken the law but declined to offer any further comments. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.